1039 MyPinkRadio.com. Dixie Chicks there, or Chicks as they like to call themselves today, with If I Fall, Anna, You're Going Down With Me.
All right.
On the pig. Good morning, everyone. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends. And, of course, we're brought to you, our morning show is, by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew are your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we've got special friends,
yes.
A surprise,
yes.
Guests. I say guests as in plural, from the community, from the Busy Bee Ranch Wildlife Park. Was it Teresa?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I got that right.
But
Teresa,
I forgot the baby's name.
Has brought a baby with her.
Right.
It's a special baby deer.
Right.
All right. What is the baby deer's name?
Darla.
Darla.
Yes.
Darla is a baby deer. A European deer. What kind of deer?
Falla deer.
A falla deer from a European deer. And you did you say 6 days old? 4 days old?
She's about 5 days old.
Right.
You're in the range.
5 days old. Brand new. We are so proud.
Yes.
And privileged to have a little baby deer in here with us.
I think that's fun.
Bottle fed.
Yes.
You doing the bottle feeding?
Yes, sir.
How often does she eat?
Right now, 4 times a day.
Okay.
Four
that's
times.
Not too horrible.
What are they having? What is the bottle? What's in the bottle?
Powdered goat's milk.
Okay. Powdered goat's milk is what the deer is eating. She says all this because she's from the Busy Bee Ranch Wildlife Park. This is a brand new park.
Family owned.
Just opened up in the past couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. So we've been open 2 weekends now.
Fantastic.
2 weekends. They are located, by the way, right here, just down the road.
Right.
It's off of Highway 59. She said it's 11 miles south of Linden and 6 miles north of Jefferson.
Right.
And the specific street is 1100 West Prospect Road. So you can Google any of that
right.
on your maps and be able to get to it. So it's not very far.
No,
a lot of people
not.
Go down to Jefferson anyway. Busy Bee Ranch Wildlife Park. All right. First of all, you said you're from Longview originally.
Right.
Your husband was from the Jefferson area. So that's
yes,
how
sir.
You ended up being in Jefferson. And so what made y'all decide that you wanted to open up a park? By the way, it is a drive-through park,
yes,
but you also have a get-out
petting zoo
for the little animals
right.
that the younger kids can get in there and pet them. But it's a drive-through. But what made you come up with the idea to do this?
We've been raising exotics for over 20 years,
uh-huh.
and we've always loved the animals, the passion for the love, and we have had a dream for years now to open up a park. And we finally decided to make that happen.
Good. We're so glad
we
did.
We worked for about a year putting the park together. Like I say, my family has built it. My family's running it. And we wanted to open it up and share it with everyone else.
I'm glad.
Oh, man. And this is great because these are wonderful parks to be able to drive through
right.
like this. And with the petting zoo. And I don't know of any around here other than this one. But how many acres is the park itself that they get to go through?
It's 125 acres. It's a little over 3 miles of roadway.
Mm.
We have 50 different species of animals right now with plans of adding on.
Oh, neat.
And it's we have about 300 animals.
I was going to say 50 species, but...
But about
over
300, over
right.
300 animals to view.
Plenty. And I was looking at the various different species of animals out there, and we can't list them all, but some of them include the fallow deers, all kinds of different kinds of deer.
Right.
Zebras, buffaloes, llamas, water buffaloes, ostriches, and she said female ostrich, very nice.
Yes.
Very hungry.
She's like the greeter at the
she
gate.
She is. She is waiting to greet everybody at the
you
gate.
You got some food for me? Yeah.
Good old emus.
Yeah.
We got donkeys of various types. All like I said, all kinds of deer. I missed this on the Facebook. Tortoises, porcupines, peacocks, beautiful peacocks.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Love peacocks. Chinchillas, different kinds of goats, camels.
Yeah.
Mini horses, mini mules. Oh, beautiful looking turkey.
I like how you have a flyer that has check marks so that as you're
it
driving
is,
through.
It is fun for the kiddos.
Yeah, then they know
to
what
be
they
able
saw.
To, yes, to check it off. It gives them an activity to do to
yeah.
look for everything.
Yeah, I like that.
A wallaby. Just it goes on and on and
buffalo.
On.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah, buffalo. Over 50 species, over 300, about 300 animals. So plenty of entertainment and education for the whole family and kids. And then they've got the petting zoo that you can get out, and little kids can get out and pet
right.
the little animals. But after you drive through, and you said you can drive through as many times as you want to once you come into the
yes,
park.
Yes, sir. So you can spend all day there if
mm-hmm.
you want.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this and continue with our friends, Teresa and her lovely little deer. All right, more of the best of most countries coming up on The Pig. Looking for a place. Pam Tillis on The Pig at 1039mypigradio.com. 1039mypigradio is, of course, the home of the morning show, John, Anna, and Friends. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let our sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Yep, we're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with Teresa from the Busy Bee Ranch Wildlife Park. Just opened up a couple of weeks ago. Down north of Jefferson off of Highway 59. It's about 6 miles north of Jefferson, 11 miles south of Linden, 1100 West Prospect Road. And your days and hours that you're open?
Right now we're open Thursday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to last car in at 6 p.m.
Okay.
If you show up at 5:30, you can take all the time you want.
All right.
We're not rushing anyone.
Okay.
We just take our last car at 6.
Okay. All right.
And even though they said Thursday through Sunday, they will be open on Labor Day Monday.
Right. We'll be open.
So what a
Monday.
Good adventure.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Anna, during the Facebook part of it, you know, we're still concerned a lot about that silly COVID.
Right.
And so this is a good family entertainment that you can do in your car because it's a drive-through for most of it. And you got the petting zoo, but it's a drive-through, so you don't, you know, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
Right.
And what are the prices to get in?
Adults are $18, kids are $12, and that's from children 12 to 4, and then 3 and under are free.
Okay.
And then we do offer feed as well.
Right.
Just to feed the animals.
Yeah, because you want to feed them what's right.
Yeah, let's give them the right food.
You don't want to give them something that
doesn't
digest well.
No, no tummy
aches. Little baby is getting anxious there to move around a little bit.
Yeah.
But you said it was a fallow deer, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, from European descent.
Yes.
5 days old. Yeah, let him walk around. It's okay. I'm not going to cause any problem. You said that you just opened up 2 weeks ago, so you're just now getting going. So we're letting people know about it, obviously.
Right.
But people around that area have been coming in and checking it out?
Yes, sir. So we've had two real good weekends in this past 2 weekends that we've been open.
All fantastic.
Right. So this is a great opportunity for you to do something really, really different.
Right.
You know, because I've been to these before, but it's been hundreds of miles away from here, and it's just great to have one right here. We're thrilled. I'm thrilled that Joe came in. I'm glad she surprised me so much, but this is a great surprise.
I also thought it would be.
We are excited to share it with everyone, and
you've got
to bring the
discounts.
Families out. We do. We do field trips. We have birthday party packages.
I like that.
So all you have to do is is to get a hold of you.
Right.
Anna's going to have the numbers and everything up on our Facebook, mypigradio.com.
Yes,
but their number, I'll just tell you right now, is 903-665-4093. That's 903-665-4093. And your website, say it again.
It's Busy Bee Ranch Wildlife Park.
BusyBeeRanchWildlifePark.com.
Yes, sir.
And you got a Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
They can just get a hold of you to schedule a school trip or parties or anything like that.
Right. Say all the information you need to know is on our website. We try to keep everything up to date on our Facebook page.
Perfect.
She's nibbling at her fingers right now.
Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to pretend that's a bottle.
Yeah, that tastes pretty good. I wonder how much do they weigh when they're that age?
Probably about 5-6 pounds.
And how big will this one become? This type
they're
of deer?
They're about the size of a white-tailed deer.
Okay. Average size.
Yes.
Yeah. She's so cute.
So beautiful.
beautiful. And they've got over 50 species, around 300 different animals at this new park. Hey, hang around. We'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
And we'll also get you to play a little game with Anna.
Yeah,
because we
fun.
Do that with our guests.
It's fun.
Okay. And you can chime in as too. Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. More of the best of most countries coming up on The Pig. 1039mypigradio.com. Dwight Yoakam there. Guitars and Cadillacs.
Yes,
and
sir.
And here's The Pig, 1039. With our morning show host, it is, of course, Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Maybe you can hear Dora. All right, did I get that right?
Darla,
excuse me, Darla, Dora. I don't know where I came up with
Dora
that.
Dora
the Explorer.
Who's exploring the studio?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Darla, in the background, she is a fallow deer, 5 days old, comes from European descent.
Right.
She is in here with Teresa from the Busy Bee Ranch Wildlife Park. And y'all were talking a little bit off the mic there about the fact that you got it really, really set up good for those parties and school trips and things
right.
like that.
Right, sir. So we have a covered pavilion, picnic tables. We do rent out for birthday parties.
Right.
Great for field trip lunches.
Uh-huh. For youth groups.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
She's wanting to get down and exercise her legs a little bit. is Darla.
She's really cute.
Yeah, we're going to kind of put a wrap on it here in just a second, but we're going to get y'all to play a game, and y'all play along out there in Radio Land with Teresa and Anna. Today's game is Yes or BS, by the way. I'm going to give you a statement, and you're going to decide whether it's true or whether something is false about it.
All right.
All right, here we go. Twinkies mm-hmm. are 68% sugar. Is that Yes or BS?
I know they're really high.
Yes.
I know they're really high.
Darla's trying to say, I know.
Yeah, what is it, honey?
Well,
I just know.
Actually, they have a lot of sugar in them, but actually they are 68% air.
Oh.
Oh.
Air.
I wonder how much sugar now.
Well, you don't have any flamingos at your place, do you?
Not as of right now.
Okay.
Well, when you do, that'll be fun.
She might in the future. Well, now we'll know. Flamingos bend their legs at the ankle, not the knee. Is that Yes or BS?
Flamingo. I think that's true.
It is true. They bend their legs at the ankle, not the knee.
Hey, honey.
Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins can.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true. Y'all are very good. Let's see. America's very first ATM machine actually appeared in New York City in 1959. Is all of that correct?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Okay. Why don't you think it's correct, Anna?
I think it's just a little bit later in time.
You're correct. It was actually 10 years later, 1969, the ATM showed up in New York City, 10 years later. They may look different, but Fruit Loops, the cereal, are actually all the same flavor. Is that Yes or BS?
I don't think so, but I might be
wrong. I'm going to say Yes.
Okay, we'll go with her answer.
I would go with her answer because it's right.
Okay.
They are all the same flavor, but they look different. Let's see. If you visit McDonald's in the Philippines, you can order spaghetti.
Oh, for real?
I've never heard that.
Well, I'm going to say Yes just because it sounds so unusual.
Okay, well, it is Yes. That is absolutely correct. Ellen DeGeneres, who actually is from Cass County,
right,
by the way,
you told me that the other day,
was the first female to host the Oscars. Is that Yes or BS?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, we'll go with no.
Good guess. It was actually Whoopi Goldberg was the first.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Elizabeth Taylor once accepted an Oscar with the words, "I deserve this." Is that Yes or BS?
I hope not.
No,
but may have.
Actually, it was BS. Actually, someone did. It was Shirley MacLaine for the Terms of Endearment. She said, "I actually deserve this."
Wow, that's out there.
All right, and finally, Elvis's middle name is misspelled on his tombstone.
That's crazy enough to be true.
Yes. On his birth certificate, it's spelled A-R-O-N, Elvis right. Aaron Presley, but on his tombstone, it's A-A-R-O-N.
Oh. You would have thought they would have got that one right.
You would have thought it, but they didn't. All right, once again, Busy Bee Ranch Wildlife Park, 1100 West Prospect Road, Jefferson, Texas, even though it's about 6 miles north of Jefferson, 11 miles south of Linden, off of Highway 59. Just Google it and you'll get there. But tell us again how much it costs to get in and the different things about the park.
The cost is $18 for adults, $12 on kids that are age 12 to 4, 3 and under is free.
And it's 100 and how many acres?
It's a 125-acre park a little over 3 miles of road.
And you can go around as many times as you want to once
right.
you get in. And then you got the petting zoo.
We have the petting zoo up front. After you go through the park, you're welcome to get out and enjoy all that. We have a little over 300 animals in the park right now with over 50 different species.
And they're just going to keep adding.
Yeah, it's just going to grow and grow and grow.
You wait, it's just going to keep bigger and bigger, which is great.
That's our future plan.
That's our future plan.
And they have special rates for groups?
We do. We offer field trip groups, which are on our website,
right.
or you can call us.
Okay.
And also, we do birthday party packages.
Fun.
Church groups are welcome, you know.
And you have a discount for veterans, right?
We do.
Fantastic.
That's very nice. And you're open Thursday through Sunday right now.
Right
from,
now.
What did you say, 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. to last car in at 6 p.m.
And the last car, they won't rush you. And they're also going to be open on Labor Day.
Right.
Monday
so go on an adventure.
And you can call them at 903-665-4093 or their website. Give us that website again.
It's busybeebranchwildlifepark.com.
All right, and they got a Facebook page as well. And we are so glad that you came in, Teresa, and I'm so
glad
that you brought
here.
Darla. the little 5-day-old deer. It was nice to meet both of you. And be sure and check out this park.
Yes,
I plan on doing it
yeah,
in the near future.
Fun.
In the near future. All right. More of the best of most country is coming up on The Pig on a Monday morning. Great surprise, Anna.
Thank you.
Terrific. You get an A for that one.
Good.
Did you know?